Wait, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good news on this Mother's Day as Marianne Godboldo's daughter is back with the family, although not fully with mom, which is still a crime. Not what Marianne Godboldo did, but state agencies have done in separating her from her daughter simply because she did not want to drug her any longer. This is the Mother's Day dilemma here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do we do when the state has basically gained a jurisdiction over the children, taken them for their own benefit, or in the name of protecting them, not really protecting them, but protecting them from parents who simply want to protect them from drugs? Where is the family in America right here and right now? According to this, the daughter's back with the family. This is last Friday. It took a court order, but the 13-year-old was released from a psychiatric facility for children in Northville just before noon on Friday. She's going to be staying with her aunt, but her parents have liberal visitation. Now, I'm glad that they're starting to come back together, but the fact that they took her in the first place is so amazing to me. And earlier in the week, I did on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News, I did a full hour with Dr. Catherine Rook and talking about a story where a child was threatened to be taken from the family again, another cancer case, because the family determined that the chemotherapy would kill their little infant. And Dr. Catherine was a sensational review of the story, considering how brutal it was. They went to Switzerland, they were protected by a canton in Switzerland because the American, the U.S. government, local municipality said, no, we can't have you taking your children out of the chemotherapeutic realms to be looked after by holistic doctors. And this mom also realized that every opinion that the state, the court would allow are only the opinions that are approved by them. And those are, of course, all allopathic pharmaceutical. So don't tell me that there is no state-sanctioned religion. It exists. It is the biological mysticism church and that modern medicine. Because any option that you had in taking your children to holistic healthcare providers, whether they be licensed or not, was out the window. This woman was actually charged with kidnapping until a judge finally came to his senses sometime later. It's an extraordinary story. If I don't have the links up at the blog, I will shortly. You can go to robertscottbell.blogspot.com. Also, moms, you are free to call me today live on the air between 1 and 3 Eastern. And I'd be happy to take your call on any subject. I'll be very, let's say liberal with the subject matter today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can call in at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This is the time of the week where I can actually take calls live on the air. So I'm glad to hear from you if you'd like to call in on any subject matter. And yesterday I spent time with the family of Carrie Stokely. Now, those of you who are longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show know about Carrie's plight. In the 1990s, after having been through a second childbirth that was very, very brutal on her, and having been taken care of by drugs after having C-section surgery and all of these things, she tested positive on a so-called HIV test, which, as you know here from listening to me, is a completely bogus test. Yes, that's right. It's a bogus test. It tests not for HIV. It tests indiscriminately. It's cross-reactions, non-specific, these so-called antibodies that appear. And do not indicate, in fact, the tests themselves are not allowed, if you will, by FDA. The approval of those tests do not say they can actually detect the presence or absence of HIV, nor the diagnosis of AIDS. Cannot be used to confirm the diagnosis of AIDS. I know, that's a shocker. Because the old media, too stuck on the drug paradigm to tell you these truths that you can find out for yourself through the new media. And that includes us right here on GCN with the Robert Scott Bell Show. And so with the so-called HIV diagnosis at the time in the 90s, they put Kerry Stokely on AZT. Now, at that point, they had already lowered the dosages a little bit from the early 90s when they wiped out everybody that was on it. Because people weren't dying from AIDS, they were dying from the treatment of AIDS once AZT came out there, DNA chain terminating drugs. And so Kerry was on this for many years. Never a day was she feeling actually good. And at this memorial service for her, because she just passed away within the last 10 days or so. And my God, I cried so much that day at this service with all the people that came out to talk about her life, including her children, Jack and Colleen. God bless them. God bless you, Joe, surviving her. And this woman, despite the brutality, despite, you want to talk about a Mom's Day story, it'll break your heart, but a mother that was dedicated to her children, to her family, despite the brutality of the drugs she was on for so many years, and sick, devastatingly sick because of those drugs, she homeschooled her children. I mean, I know it's not an easy thing to do even when you're healthy, much less in the state that Kerry Stokely was in. But her children, God bless them, they are bright lights who have a firm foundation and grasp and really understand what she went through and understand the dangers of turning over our children to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And the stories like Marion Godboldo are warnings to us all. They're absolutely warnings to us all that we cannot continue this way, turning our children over to the state. And people say, well, I don't turn my children over to the state, Robert. What are you talking about? I'm a good mom. I'm a good dad. And I'm not here to pass judgment. That is not my role or goal to do when I'm relating a story on Mother's Day. But inadvertently, we have been duped because of our moms and dads and their moms and dads over the downturn during the 20th century. When we slowly, insidiously turned over the family to the state by asking permission to marry, by asking permission of the state to acknowledge that our children were even alive, much less to stamp their foreheads with beastly numbers so that we could get tax deductions from their existence, much less the fact that the churches and synagogues and even mosques in the United States have asked permission to exist from government, which is completely upside down. What do you mean, Robert? What do you mean our church has asked permission? Is your church a 501c3 status church? Is it? Is it registered with the IRS? Explain to me why your church should be registered with you know, as a 501c3. But it says that the churches are exempt. Yeah, only if you ask permission for that exemption? Is that right? I thought religious freedom was written into the Constitution, the First Amendment. Now you're telling me you have to ask permission to exist? You follow me here? And this is what the Godboldo story should teach us, among many others, including Abraham Cherich's story so many years earlier, that if we ask permission from government, if we accept the benefit from government, we are going to be stuck in their cobweb of rules. And when they don't like how we raise our children, they're going to come and try to claim them as their own, turn them over to foster families, or in the case of Godboldo, thank God people have turned out to support these legal efforts to restore the family here and return the child to the family, but right now, they're having to negotiate ways to have holistic options and opinions included in the determination of who gets ownership or control. But who has jurisdiction as a family member? Is it the government or is it you, Mom? I want to hear. Have you been woken up? Do you recognize this danger of asking permission to marry? Or is that such a foreign concept to you? I really want to know. I don't know. Is this message getting through? Do you understand how dangerous it is to ask permission of government to do anything where it is a birthright? There is no permission required to do that which is your right. But we have lost our understanding of even what a right is. And when I think about, you know, parenthood and motherhood, you know, there are more stories. There's a big story about childcare. I've got it here. Free baby, and I've got these linked up at the blog, by the way, at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. Few babies in childcare centers receive breast milk. Why aren't they getting breast milk? Well, if they don't have refrigerators, of course they can't refrigerate it from the day before. But if they do, they're still not getting much. Why is that? But the bigger question I ask is, why are so many babies abandoned to non-family daycare, child care centers? And I know the answer. I know the answer. You might want to add the answer in. If you want to call me with that answer, it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791 on this Mother's Day special of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Few babies in child care centers receive breast milk. Why is it that so many parents have to put their children in daycare? Again, it comes back to Big G, government. It comes back to Big F, the Fed, and the fact that they've destroyed the economy by forcing moms to have to work. I support and defend your freedom to choose to work if you decide to do so. But God bless the moms that stay home and take care of their families. This is not an assault or attack on those women that didn't. It's just an acknowledgement for the reason that many women didn't, outside of those that said, I want to be a career mom. Okay? Why do you have kids? It's different when I'm talking here about the moms that had to work because of the economy. And, of course, through the fiat money system, through the Federal Reserve system, through the destroying of the integrity of the dollar as it was defined in the Coinage Act of 1792, since the 1913 unconstitutional Federal Reserve Act passed Congress, the creature from Jekyll Island came to be. They've destroyed the value of the dollar and forced families to destroy themselves via their economic dependence on the ability to do work. It used to be one of us could work. And it's a very rare family that only one parent can work and take care of everybody, much less send them to school, which is unaffordable, untenable because of the Fed again. If you have questions or comments about that or anything today, moms, you're first in line here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy Mother's Day, 800-259-5791. Rock in the health world. Lots more stories on this, including statin drugs. Should everybody go on a statin drug in Britain? They say yes. I'm going to cover that as well. I'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Welcome back. Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world all over these United States. And, of course, check it out online if you don't hear the weekday show, Monday through Friday. One day a week's not enough. Now we're on 6 days a week, 5 days through Natural News. Go to naturalnews.com, sign up for email alerts there as well. And we'll continue to rock the health world for you. I've got the story about statin drugs now. It's very interesting here. 55 years or older. And this goes to women as well. This is not just a men issue. In fact, over the years, moms, I've talked about the fact that more women as a percentage, if you, in fact, die from these heart attacks. And, of course, don't let them fool you. It's not because of cholesterol, because this is another big myth out there among many, many myths. You know, it's astonishing that they want to add fluoride to the water, right? For instance, fluoride in the water, because they want to prevent tooth decay. And yet, of course, it increases the heavy metal uptake. It binds calcium. There's all kinds of nasty things it can do to harden your arteries. So the very fact that a lot of poor people are drinking tap water, their babies, whether it be the inner city of Detroit or otherwise, are more likely to suffer dental fluorosis, modeling of the teeth, as well as skeletal deformities. And, of course, vascular issues as well. And this is something not acknowledged with the use of fluoride. So if you're not in some way, shape, or form getting the fluoride out of your water supply, this is another crime against humanity that is happening here. And it's attacking children and moms as well. And so when we go to the statin drug issue, and I'll cover that a little bit more a little bit later, the whole idea that cholesterol is a danger is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. What is the greatest danger is what I was trying to hint at in the last segment. That the Federal Reserve still exists, that the Federal Reserve is destroying the value of the dollar, which forces mom and dad, or dad and mom, to have to go out and work just to keep the family afloat, which then takes the children outside of the family to be raised by strangers. Now, that's not to say there aren't good people and good workers and daycare centers, but it's not the same as being raised by mom and dad in the family to have somebody there. I don't care who it is, if it's mom or dad, I don't care, as long as somebody's there. That's a family member. I think that would be an ideal scenario. And it's cold and cruel and heartless that the Fed has been supported by both the left and the right in our country. Because it has single-handedly, I say this single-handedly, but all those who have basically participated and cooperated with it have basically single-handedly, if you will, destroyed the integrity of the family. Because more and more things had to be assumed by the government. Had to be. No, it was by design. It's not an accident. It's not an accident what has happened here. And I interviewed both Congressman Ron Paul and Senator Rand Paul on Thursday and Friday for the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you don't know about that, the links are up for the broadcast that I did. So you can download it at your will through Natural News, which is very cool. We cover some of these issues. And this is why when people say, it's the economy, stupid. You know, when you ask, why is it that moms have to work? I'd like them to be able to choose to work, not have to work, right? And, of course, the biggest and baddest and most important job, and I say baddest in a goodest sense, is raising the children. Most definitely raising the children. I can't think of anything more important. And coming back to my experience with, and I apologize if I'm all over the place today. I'm still emotional, honestly. God's honest truth from the experience yesterday. I bawled my eyes out most of yesterday at the memorial service for Carrie Stokely. And maybe I didn't finish the story because my emotions are still all over the place. Because, you know, this place was packed with people from all of her backgrounds, areas, walks of life and such. And it was really quite extraordinary and heartfelt that this woman, despite the brutality with which she was treated by Big Pharma, she lived an extra 4, maybe 5 years because she stopped the drugs and because she went holistic, because she learned about organic food. She did a lot of raw, but she did a lot of vegan food. I mean, she eased up on her body. But at the end, after years and years of abuse by Big Pharma, her body, it was just too much. It was just too much. And I liken that to my upbringing, although it wasn't as brutal in a sense. It was 24 years of chronic diseases that happened to me because I was also raised much by Big Pharma and food out of a box, you know, and all of these things that were not ideal or optimal because it didn't contain the nutrients necessary for optimal health. And I had to recover. It took 2 years. 2 years it took me to really come back. And it wasn't all done after 2 years. It was just the major stuff was done. And then every year I find other levels or layers that I still am getting at, but actually getting younger and stronger as time goes on. But we got a lot. We got a lot working against us now. You know, and I think of all the times where I'm just sending out this, you know, the Paul Revere, right? The British are coming, right? The pesticides are coming. And now the ionizing radiation is coming. And how as a percentage, how few percentage of people out there are actually eating well, are actually giving their children whole food, organic foods, supplements that are whole food as such, sea vegetation, other things like that, the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How many? It's a percentage, not many. Even in my loving audience, and I love you, how many of you are really doing this? And do you know how critical it is? It's always been critical, but the criticality is just ramping up even higher. The stuff you can't see is much more dangerous than the stuff you can see. And I hope that you are planning to attend the Health Freedom Expo from all over the world, wherever you can get to Chicago, to Schaumburg, Illinois, June 10th through 12th. And we're going to kick it off with a very important panel discussion on the radiation issue that's rising and rising and rising, which is causing more oxidative damage, more stress to the tissues, the ionizing radiation causing DNA damage and alterations, increases in cancer, the iodine out there destroying the thyroid, wiping out immune systems. If there was ever a setup for a Spanish flu of 1918 returning to this planet, it is all of this assault that preceded, like, even after post-World War I that happened back then. The same kind of thing is happening, albeit differently, but on a global scale, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, that we are going to see devastation. And I don't want to be a doom and gloomer here. I'm just a realist about what I know about the body and how these things interact with it. And realizing, as I am finding, and I'm going to be revealing more of this in the coming days and weeks and even months, that if you have not found the inclination, the power, the passion, the energy to prevent this disaster from happening, because there's a lot we can't control, but at least in your family, we've got to find a way to repair ourselves faster than they're damaged. And this is a very real issue. All the things I've been talking about on this show, all the things that my dear friend Christopher Barr has been talking about on this show with me for years, now double down on that. It's becoming more and more critical. In fact, after the bottom of the hour here, I'm going to ask Christopher Barr to come back on with me. We need to talk about some of these things. Because, you know, I look at the death of Carrie Stokely as, again, another warning sign. Obviously, she was assaulted very heavily by the drugs. But if we look at it and we look at the whole planet and how it's being impacted by all of these toxins, including radioactive toxins, we're all going to be like Carrie Stokely, and we may not be able to recover if we're not aware of the damage that is occurring and undoing it while it's happening, because we may not be able to avoid all of the damage-causing substances in the near term and even right now. And I know it sounds serious. It's a bummer. It's Mother's Day. I try to be happy, but I watched this woman. I talked with her over the years, and then she couldn't overcome it in the end. And I don't want to see this happen to any of my listeners, any of you out there. And it can be prevented. But not only do you have to have the will to do it, I mean, you got to understand the problem, but then you have to have the energy to act upon this information. So I'm going to come back here with my good friend Christopher Barr. We're going to talk about that. It's not what I planned on doing, actually, but it's just what's coming through. So bear with me. Lots more healing of a very important nature today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Moms, you want to take care of your families. Dads, you want to take care of your families. Listen to what we have to say today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with Chris Barr after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Cole and Answer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world this Mother's Day weekend, and I'm glad you're here kicking off a new week of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show and Monday through Friday as well through National News. But right now, rocking it with my good friend Christopher Barr. Welcome back, Chris.
Hey, great to be back, Robert, especially this important time that we live in.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that can lift my spirits here, because I do. I'm just honest about it. I just feel a little down today, and you know, it's not that I'm. Carrie was a beautiful soul, and she is, and she's fine. All of us left behind, of course, have to think about what the story means and what her experience means and what it warns. And then I look at all of these other things, you know, the Marion Godboldo story and confiscating children. I talked with Dr. Catherine Roth this earlier this week, and you know, I'm just like, where is not only the outrage, but the will of the people to say, enough, let's throw off the shackles and start living again.
Yes, absolutely. And really, that's what the message needs to be, is for people to stand up and take back personal responsibility. You know, Robert, what made this nation a great nation was personal responsibility, helping one another out, and striving for excellence. What do we have today with the bad economy and people dying and disease going up and toxins? We have people abdicating their personal responsibilities to some M deity, largely, We had people not striving for excellence, but rather just seeing how they can get by so they can have more time to watch the latest American Idol or go to the sporting event or dance or bar or, you know. It's not a striving for excellence. And if we return to that which made this nation great, it will become great and greater than it ever was before. You know, by taking responsibility for what we put in our mouth, for what we eat, and for what we don't put in our mouth. You know, doctors should be not a first resort other than when there's an emergency. You know, they're great for emergency trauma. You know, some of the best doctors I've known, you know, people like, you know, Dr. O'Neill and Dr. Rebecca Carley, they were emergency trauma doctors, and those doctors, amazingly, are the ones that I see coming out and into nutrition. It's the regular Joes that make up most of the doctors that they just can't seem to get a grip because they're doing disease management, not health care. So people need to take that responsibility themselves with the good foods that they eat, you know, taking care not to put junk in your face.
Yeah, you know what was interesting on the many things about the memorial service for Kerry yesterday? You had a beautiful community. It was in a, you know, a nice church there, and Kerry was very outspoken about eating right. You know, once she realized how important it was for, you know, the sake of her ability to save her own life, to be with her children a number of years more than she would have otherwise. And so that congregation, for one, you know, and we've talked about this, the many churches and religious groups that ignore the things that were written in texts thousands of years old sometimes about food and just pretend that, yes, pesticides are fine and genetic modifications. Oh, maybe we'll agree that's not so good. But, you know, these concepts are not brought back into the religious teaching. I think partly because these churches have asked permission of government. I mean, it have to be, there's this breakdown, and it always seems to come back to government.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's what Reagan in his first inaugural address said, that the government is not part of the problem. Government is the problem. And it's not that government is the problem so much as it is the people have permitted this to happen, you know, by reliance upon the government as well as their MDTs. And again, MDTs are set up in a virtual monopoly by the government. So, you know, someone that's out there, you know, practicing or helping people with herbs or with naturopathy, working with in harmony with the body, those people have limited licensure. And, of course, the whole question of licensure that, you know, who came up with that idea? Again, it's government and government control instead of freedom.
Yeah. Well, in conjunction with the industry that wanted that special status, and I've often said this, you've probably heard me say this, that if you need you know, licensure and if you need a monopoly to do what you do, you probably suck at what you do or your industry sucks. I'm just standing by that right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Christopher Barr about ways to accelerate repair of the body due to damage from toxins and radiation that are airborne right now that the old media is not reporting on, the government is not either. And we are right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking that health world. Glad to be back with you. And glad to have my good friend Christopher Barr available today as well, talking Mother's Day stuff. And, you know, helium levels never covered in the old media. Chris, thank you for being here again.
Well, again, it's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, especially to address, you know, we can address motherhood and mothering nutritionally. The, you know, women have some very specific needs above and beyond that of men, and just for normal living. And then when it comes to pregnancy, we can go even beyond there. But I know you wanted to talk about everyone, but I just thought I'd throw that in for the moms. They need more magnesium and more B6 because a magnesium and B6 work together for hormonal issues. And we all know women are more hormonal than men, and that's good because that's what makes them how we love them as men. and when we don't, the things that people talk about when women have issues, it's largely because they don't have enough magnesium and B6.
Yeah, very good. And of course, a lot of the magnesium out there, you know, just like so many of these minerals, stripped out of the food, so it's minimal compared to what it should be. And the forms also matter.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing when, you know, I work with whole food magnesium. And, you know, when I'm talking to people who think they know nutrition and I tell them the amounts to use of magnesium, they're kind of taken back because they're used to taking large quantities, and the amounts I'm telling them to take just aren't very much. But when it's in a whole food form, it works better than the large amounts they've been taking, and they find that out very quickly. And, you know, the same with vitamin B6, you know, really with any nutrient, you're going to get better results when it has food that it comes from. You know, if it didn't come from life, what are the chances it's going to add much or anything to your life? That should be, you know, self-evident. But for some reason, even in the nutrition industry, it gets lost in the shuffle.
Well, we got the magnesium issue, which is big. And I've interviewed Dr. Carolyn Dean. She wrote The Magnesium Miracle as well. And you said the B6 issue as well is another critical aspect to female women, mom health.
Well, those two work together. And, you know, the doctors years ago who, you know, Dr. Guy Abraham in this nation, who's lesser known, Dr. Katrina Dalton in England, you know, they were working separately and apart from each other and coming to very similar conclusions. And, you know, Dr. Guy Abraham was and is an OBGYN. He was a professor at UCLA School of Medicine. I mean, he has all the credentials that are supposed to be required. And yet they've ignored him for 40 years, even though he showed definitively a magnesium and B6 are required for hormonal aspects in men and women. And again, women are more hormonal, so they need more of this. And, you know, it was he and Dr. Dalton that actually finally made PMS recognizable. You know, for a long time it was just, oh, women are just that way because it's that time. But they actually showed that there is something going on. And with Dr. Abraham, that was magnesium and B6 largely. And, you know, this is something I learned when I first got started, and he'd already been at it for quite some time. And, again, B6 is something that in a whole food form works better than in a non-food form, just like with every other nutrient.
Dr. Abraham really was breakthrough because the masculine, male-dominated, if you will, medical allopathic profession, as you said, looked at women as less than human in some ways. You know, that's the whole concept of hysterectomy, right? To remove the uterus because it's creating hysteria.
Yep.
And, you know, to kind of look at this from the endocrine disrupting aspect of deficiencies as well as toxicity proficiencies, when we talk about mom's health and we've talked about protecting the unborn child with chromium and other things like that, I think it was Abraham's work was groundbreaking to say the least.
Yeah, and he's still doing it, and still doing it unrecognized. You know, people are starting to recognize iodine now. Well, Dr. Abraham made tremendous breakthroughs in the tremendous importance of iodine, which was being ignored about 10 to 15 years ago. So he continues to do groundbreaking research to this day with little or no acknowledgement, and people are starting to discover things he's talked about for decades. So, yeah, magnesium, iodine, you know, from seaweed, again, a food source, far more appropriate when you get it from food. And then chromium, oh, my goodness, polycystic ovarian syndrome becoming more and more common. That is largely a chromium deficiency. And that's even being recognized in the medical literature, which kind of stuns me. They recognize it, but they don't know what to do about it because, well, they don't recognize using chromium supplements. And when they do in medicine, they recommend the non-food forms.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work.
Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where you call Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. When we come back, we're going to talk about how moms can protect their family in other ways due to the environmental exposures we all have. Coming right back here on Mother's Day, Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on 800-259-5791. Call me now.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Wow, incredible. I think I found something that I like about the DEA. This is a weird day, Chris. I tell you what, I never found something I liked about the Drug Enforcement Agency. And it turns out they're doing something good for the first time ever, so I'll acknowledge it, Chris. Is this bizarre? I'm going to tell you what this is. They have collected 188 tons of unwanted drugs. Dude, how many pills does that, 88 tons of pills, 188 tons of pills, you know, in this article, and I have it linked up at the blog, listen to what they admit here, something we know, but here they're admitting it. The agency says that surveys show that more Americans abuse prescription drugs than cocaine, heroin, and hallucinogens combined. Tell me the great danger. It's coming from government-sanctioned medicine.
Yeah, not surprised.
No, and you know what they claim is the motivation here to pick up these drugs? They're worried about it ending up in the waterways, you know? But the people are peeing them out anyway. They're going to end up there, but at least this 188 tons, I don't know what they're going to do with it, though. I mean, it becomes what's worse, we don't know. I mean, certainly we know that the ionizing radiation and the nuclear waste, so to speak, is a big problem, but now we've got drugs that are waste also posing big problems. We've got a lot of work to do to repair damage that a lot of people still aren't even aware is occurring.
Right. Get them away from those drugs and get them to taking nutrition, nutrients, things that, hey, if they get peed into the water, well, at least it's not going to hurt anybody.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that would be a whole lot better, having nutrients pass through us and normal metabolic waste as opposed to what's coming out and coming through right now. Now, I mentioned this, and I'm going to be covering it more in depth later. But the idea is the things that I mentioned that you have talked about here on this show that I've been talking about for years, I think they become more important, not less. Not that they would ever become less, but if we had a more pristine environment, if we had more whole foods available, okay, we could say it would be less necessary to supplement. But that isn't the case. It's becoming more necessary.
Yes, absolutely. With all the nutrients that have been removed from the food supply and the people have been consuming, they've been actually digging a hole health-wise for decades. So even when people start learning that they should eat better, you know, just stopping the bad habits doesn't fix anything. It just stops things from getting worse. To correct the problems, you have to start filling in the holes, and that requires supplementation. I mean, you could say they could just change and start eating really great. And, you know, I tell people, well, okay, if you've been eating bad for 30 years, then in 30 years you might catch up. But what about the rest of the meantime? Start getting whole food nutrients, you know, and especially the ones that have been most removed and that are easiest to get results from, chromium, selenium, silicon. These are the three most removed nutrients from the food supply, and they're the three that work in very small amounts in very big ways. So we can start doing a lot more correction with these powerful nutrients that are so little known but so much removed from the food supply.
Chris, when I began loading with the silicon, the whole food silica, I was taking upwards of 10, 12, 15 or more of the Alta silicas. I think it ended up being over 5,000 milligrams a day. How deficient do you see people out there, man? I mean, radically deficient. I mean, this relates to so many things. You know, as we talk about selenium and chromium so much, we don't want to overlook the silica and the protective aspect of it.
Well, absolutely. In fact, I tell people, I offer them a challenge. I said, take my silica challenge. Take 12 a day for 3 weeks and do that by breaking it up throughout the day. You know, take three, four times a day or four, three times a day and see how you feel. And the response that I get back in nearly every instance after 3 weeks is, wow. And it's literally, that's what comes back. Wow, my knees, my hips, my lower back, my shoulder that was aching, you know, is so much better. And often there's no more pain at all. And from there I tell them, okay, you can begin reducing now. And, you know, a good amount for maintenance is 3 or 4 a day. But do that load because the system has been so deprived and it's responsible for connective tissue, which is what holds everything together in your body. As well as for bone strength, as well as for cardiovascular strength and elasticity. You know, the list goes on and on with silicon. And, you know, in Europe they knew about this 50, 60 years ago. In this country they started learning, again, at UCLA, amazingly, Dr. Edith Carlisle, who spent more than 40 years. And, yes, she used Alta Health Products silica in her later research to find out how to benefit people in their bodies. So it became known, but again, she's, like Dr. Abraham, worked largely unrecognized. So yes, silicon, incredible. You can see such a difference. And chromium, I rarely ever have to ask somebody if they want to get some more chromium once they get one bottle of it and take a whole food form 3 times a day.
Yes.
Usually they're coming back for 2 or 4 more because they're getting it for their mom or for their children, because it makes just one bottle's worth will make a noticeable difference that'll get them taking more and more and sending it to friends.
Yeah, I notice that if people run out, they know it, because the difference with having it, energy alone, is humongous. It's not about hyper-stimulating the adrenals. It's about giving the body ability to utilize energy appropriately. Now, real quick, before we end here, another thing I see, the destruction of the intestinal flora being a chronic problem, and kids especially, but adults as well.
Yes, absolutely. And, in fact, that's important for making better use of your chromium, your selenium, and your silicon, because it's by way of the flora that the nutrients are absorbed into the bloodstream, as well as the wonderful things they do for the immune system, for intestinal health. And that's really the foundation, if you want to get down to it, for health and healing, is to replace those very sensitive fauna, you know, friendly flora, beneficial bacteria, probiotics that are so vital to health, right at the most foundational level, where you're absorbing your food, where you're absorbing your nutrition, where you're increasing your immunity, and where you're taking care of your intestinal health. So much centered right there, amazingly, in the center of your body.
Beautiful. Chris Barr, thank you for dropping by on Mother's Day. Lots of love to all the moms out there. We've got more love to give. In fact, next hour I've got some great stories related to what moms can and should be doing, as well as a listener email as well. Very interesting about some protocols we've been talking about here and the success they're having out there in the real world. Chris, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, I've got lots more rock in the health world after this. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.